only way to end impunity in Liberia and to prevent further impunity is for those who committed atrocities during the war and committed economic crimes to be brought to justice. As I speak to you, the Bar Association has gone ahead and drafted the bill and has sent it out to other lawyers in the world. And we have a bill now to present. On June 24th, we'll be mobilizing not less than 100,000 people in Liberia to submit the bill to the national legislature.
What do you think are the prospects of establishing this war and economic crimes court?
I think between from 0 to 100%, I can tell you right now, even at this stage, there's about 90% prospect of establishing it. Because already 52 members of the lower house, the House of Representatives, have signed a resolution calling for the establishment of the court. And mind you, there are 73 members of the 73 representatives in the House of Representatives. If 52 have signed, yeah, that's more than two-thirds. So, you know that people are ready for that. And in the Senate, there are senators now, including Senator Darius Dillon and others who are advocating for the establishment of the War and Economic Crimes Tribunal. So, and everyone you talk to, as I speak to you, I'm speaking in the city of Ganta. You know, Ganta, Nimba County is one of the places that bore the brunt of the war. Every county in Liberia suffered, and in Nimba, people are gearing up. The evidence is I'm speaking, people are listening to me, and they are virtually, like, you know, clapping for me.
Why do you think this War and Economic Crimes Court has been delayed in its establishment? And do you think there's a political will to have it established?
This is a democratic country. When the majority of the people who voted, those who are in power now, in office, say this is what we want, there is nothing they can do. This is not a military government. This is not a monarchy. This is a people's government. So they must govern by the wishes and aspirations of the people, and we'll make sure it happens.
After this 100,000 people that you call in the street on June 24th, what's next after this massive show of support for the establishment of this Economic and War Crimes Court?
After that, we'll be lobbying members of the Senate and the House of Representatives to actually enact the law. And when the law gets to the table of the president, we will also lobby to make sure that the president signs. We are very clear that any lawmaker that does not support the War and Economic Crimes Bill will not be re-elected in 2023, which is the time for the next election, because we strongly believe that the sustainability of our peace is tied to fighting impunity. As I speak to you, the police is challenged in Liberia. Every now and then, a police station is burned. People take the law into their own hands because they know that there are people in government who kill thousands of people and are going scot-free without anything happening to them. But when one person commits aggravated assault, you go to jail, which is a contradiction in terms of commitment to promoting rule of law. There is selective application of the law because there are perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity as well as economic crimes that are dictating the course of governance in Liberia. It cannot continue.
Do you think the call for the establishment of this court has a groundswell of support across Liberia?
I am speaking in Nimba, and it's important to know Nimba. Nimba is where Senator Prince Johnson comes from. And I'm happy that you called me to do this interview while I'm in Ganta, because there is a misperception, a very wrong impression, that no one can talk about war crime tribunal in Nimba. I am in the most popular town in Nimba called Ganta. And I'm speaking here without fear or favor. And people are around me listening. I just told them to be quiet. Money changers and the rest of them. Yeah? So yes, there is support. In fact, I talked to some young people just before the interview, and they say, we don't even care if the World Crime Tribunal is located in Ganta. We are ready for it.